at 702-410-8020.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Ahmaud Arbery's accused killer is testifying on his own behalf. In fact, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take you live to Georgia. And Travis McMichael, one of three defendants.
What is happening? Did you eventually reach him?
Yeah, I decided to come up to him again, to get up next to him again and try one more time. I'm just telling him, hey, the police are coming.
All right, freeze. Yeah. How far away, again, are you from him when you come up next to him down Burford Road?
Once again, I was center line. I was tires were just on the other side of the center line, so my body was center line, and he was 2-3 feet off the road. So from me to you, no further.
2 or 3 feet off the road?
He was on the road, 2 to 3 feet from the edge.
Okay.
So he was, if this is the edge of the road, he was running down there.
And this far away about?
No further than that.
Yes. 4 feet?
4 feet? Feet,
something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three feet.
Are you yelling?
No, I'm not. I'm actually probably softer than I was the first time.
All right.
Just trying to.
You said that you spoke to him now this third time when you get up here further down Burford Road. Does he stop running at any point up here?
Yeah, so after I get up to him again, I say, hey, I just want to talk to you. I want to know what's going on. He finally stops.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Great.
I want to talk to you. I want to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
So we finally stop, ask what's going on. He never says anything to me. He's still looking at me angry. I'm thinking, man, this guy's, this can be volatile. You know, let's be kind of watching here. I ask him again, hey, what happened down the road? Why are people pointing down the road? And where are you running from? He doesn't say anything, and he's still kind of in the same spot he is. He's not squaring up or anything like that. He's just standing there. And I said, hey, the police are on the way. As soon as I said the police, he turned and ran straight back down Burford towards Holmes, Satilla.
There you have it. That is Travis McMichael, one of the accused killers of Ahmaud Arbery. And this is one of the defendants testifying on his own behalf. Stay where you are. More to do. We may dip back into that in just a bit. Also want you to hear from Tucker Carlson. Why is it taking Kyle Rittenhouse and that jury so long to reach a verdict? And is there something troubling about that? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Wednesday Hump Day edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:30, as we check out the traffic cams, what a beautiful day here in November in southern Nevada. We do have a stranded vehicle to look out for there on the 515 westbound at Charleston. There near the right lane, it's on the shoulder. Looks like you're averaging about 40 miles per hour on Interstate 15 as you work through there. Moderate flows there and on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie. Do expect those delays downtown with the lane restrictions and the bridge reconstruction work, which is going on until the middle of 2022. 515 westbound at Eastern, only two lanes available there. US 95 southbound at Southern Rancho, ditto. Only two lanes available.
The world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
NHL last night, the Carolina Hurricanes with a 4-2 win on the road at Vegas. The Golden Knights dropped to 9-7-0. They rallied back after falling behind 2-0 in the first period. Vegas with goals from Brett Howden and Shea Theodore. In goal, Robin Leonard with 38 saves. Right back at it tomorrow night at home hosting Detroit. Six-game homestand continues on Saturday against Columbus. Columbus. Then it's a quick two-game trip visiting the Blues and the Predators. The Arizona Coyotes with a 3-2 win over St. Louis last night. The Coyotes with just their second win of the year. Two goals for Brett Hayton. Scott Wedgwood with 34 saves. College basketball, Arizona beat North Dakota State 97-45. Santa Clara over Nevada 96-74. Tonight, Grand Canyon at home against Prairie View A&M. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
New at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off everything, including fall favorites. Cozy up with soft layers, wear everywhere, outerwear, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu. And the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters. Do it right now, would you please? Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Once again, Travis McMichael, one of the defendants in Brunswick, Georgia, in the Ahmaud Arbery killing, is testifying on his own behalf. Let's take you there live. Again, live and local.
As in, drive the truck down to this vehicle to Mr. Arbery in the vehicle was. I do not.
Why?
I don't know what is going on with this guy, and I don't want to escalate the situation. My thought at this point now is whatever happened up there, there's a likelihood that something has happened, because when I tell him that the police are coming, he takes off running and then interacts with his vehicle, either trying to get in it or trying to avoid it or whatever happened. Something's not right. I don't know what's going on. The cops are coming, from my thought at this point. I'm not going to escalate this any further.
What's your goal at this point?
My goal is to let the police know now, is to let the police know where he's at and just kind of watch what's going on to see where he's at. All right. See where he's going.
All right. Well, you say you don't want to go back down this way because of what you see. So how much time do you think it's been, if it's even possible to estimate, from the time that you first tried to talk to him to the last time you tried to talk to him to the time that he runs back and engages with this black?
This is an estimate. Maybe 2 minutes.
Okay.
If that. 2 minutes might be a long time.
Okay.
I can't put a time on it.
All right.
I really don't know.
What do you do if you don't go that way?
So I continue. I decided to go to continue down Burford to Zellwood, take this time to kind of get my bearings, just to figure out what to do, what's going on here. Okay, where do you go? So I turn, so on the map, you can see where Burford turns to Zellwood.
All right.
I turn home to Zellwood to the left and start going down that road. I'm
okay.
Maybe 10 miles an hour. My dad's in the back of the truck, so I can't, you know, with a new hip and stroke and all that, so I'm not going to go fast. You know, I don't want to hurt him. So I'm making my way towards the front of the neighborhood.
All right.
I get to Holmes. I decide that I'm going to turn on Holmes to see, more than likely, this guy's running back out of the neighborhood. I'm going to go to Holmes because I know that he is not behind me. I know that he's not where I could see down Holmes. I know where he's been. I can kind of figure out where he's at, and then the police are going to be here at any second. If I encounter them before they encounter what's going on, I could tell them where I saw him last. Maybe we could finally have this guy call him.
All right, so your option is to go up to the front of the neighborhood.
I could have, yes.
Okay. Instead, you come down Holmes.
Yes.
All right. When you get on Holmes, do you see anything?
I don't.
No, I don't. What happens next?
I drive down Holmes. I get about a house or two, halfway down to, I call it a dog leg. It's a real light turn. It's got some bushes and trees.
All right. Step forward just for a second and tell me if I'm pointing in the area of the dog leg.
Yes.
Is that about right?
Yes.
Right, I'm going to note it with kind of a bend in it.
Yeah.
What do you mean by dog leg?
I can't see the very end of the road.
Okay. So it's a visual that you can't see past.
That's correct.
Okay. So you come down home, Holmes, you say.
Uh-huh.
Do you see anything?
I don't.
All right. What do you do?
Continue. At this point, I'm maybe riding a brake.
Okay.
You know, I'm just sitting.
All right. At any point in time, do you see something?
Yes, about halfway down.
Halfway down Holmes to the dog leg.
To the dog leg.
Okay.
I see Mr. Arbery. He is in the apex of the dog leg, turning. I don't see him directly at me. He's in the process of turning at this point.
Is he on the road?
He is.
Okay, I'm going to put it over here to the side just so I can have some room. But you're saying that you see him turning?
That's correct.
Okay. You see him turn?
Yes.
All right. What do you do?
I continue same speed, continue to go that way.
You approach the dog leg.
I get to the dog leg, yes.
Do you see Roddy Bryan, you don't know Roddy Bryan, do you see the black truck at this moment?
I do not.
Meaning when he does the turn to come back down, do you see a truck following him?
No, there's no truck at that point.
Okay, so what do?
I continue on down home. So at this point, I am driving towards Satilla, and from the last time that I saw, this was just a second or two that I saw Mr. Arbery because he was in that corner. So he was in the middle of the turn and then a few strides, and then he was out of sight. So
stop. Do you, I'm saying mash the gas, which the Southerners say, did you step on the gas and haul tail down the road?
No.
Okay.
No, I stayed wherever I was at. I was riding. I wasn't on the gas. I wasn't on the brake.
All right. So he's continuing to run. Do you come across the dog leg?
Yes.
All right. When you come around the dog leg, do you see anything?
Yes.
What do you see?
I see the black vehicle. At this point, it is at Satilla and Holmes.
Okay.
It has, at this point, turned and is coming to me from Satilla and Holmes towards Zellwood. And I'm coming from Zellwood towards Satilla.
All right, so I'm gonna put a, what do we got? Is it Chevy? So I'm going to put a C right there. So you see a vehicle down where?
At the end of Holmes on Satilla side.
More from Brunswick, Georgia, coming up in just a bit. This is testimony from an accused killer of Ahmaud Arbery, Travis McMichael. We'll have more on this. Meanwhile, they're still deliberating in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kyle Rittenhouse, this is Kyle Rittenhouse has been on pins and needles now for a second straight day as they await the jury's verdict. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. By the way, Chuck Muth will have reaction to the just completed special session where Republicans were just were kicked in the teeth by the Democrats. This is going to set back the Republicans for a long time to come unless we start electing Republicans. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up just after 2 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County and I'm a candidate for Nevada governor. If we believe the high priest of vaccinations, Dr. Fauci Mengele, it's time to submit to his commands again. So you put your face mask on, you take your face mask off. You do the wishy-washy, and you get your COVID shot, because controlling you, that's the agenda they've got. And Steve Sisolak? He's okay with that, because he's not really a Nevada governor. He's a proud Soviet-style commissar. Unlike Steve Sisolak, I am a medical doctor. I know COVID is a serious threat. That's why it's got to be handled right. If you elect me governor, I'm going to assemble a truly balanced and ethical expert panel, and together we'll protect our children and stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. I've got some amazing news I just can't wait to share with you. Maybe you're like me. Years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family, huh? What? All became a part of the conversation. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been over the top great. But it gets better. They've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Steffen Law Firm. When you have a dispute with the government, they're the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Steffen, call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Again, we want to take you live into the courtroom. And this is Travis McMichael. He is one of the defendants in the Ahmaud Arbery killing down in Brunswick, Georgia. Let's take you into the courtroom. Again, it's live and local.
Hang the shotgun out the window?
No.
Did you pull the shotgun and aim it at him?
I did not.
Did you yell at him or say anything to him?
I don't believe I did. I didn't.
Okay. You get to the end of where you said you parked.
Yes.
All right. So now you're down here. I'm just going to move it over. So there's our street. You're parked down here. Again, here's the dog leg. All right. They're out of sight.
Yes.
All right. Why did you park there?
He is out of sight at this point. They're gone. They're no longer. There's nothing going on in front of me. I'm still under the impression that the police are coming. This guy's obviously, something's not right. He seems dangerous to me. He's trying to get in this vehicle. I'm still under the impression the police are coming. I could see down to my house. I could see down to this dog leg. I could see Burford, and I could see the rest still. This is a good chunk of the neighborhood, and I know where he just left from. If the police come, which I would assume would come off of Highway 17 and come down Satilla Drive past my house to where they're encountering me where I'm at, I can give them a good description of what's happening or where they're at. Hey, it's down this road or this road or this road or that road. By the side of the state, right there where I was at.
Now, where is your house compared to where you're seated in your car at that time or where you're parked?
It's three houses down on Satilla. I could see it looking across that open yard.
Okay.
I can see the yard. I can see the house there, man.
Okay.
Check this.
All right. So now you're parked. You've taken up view. What do you do?
Get out of the vehicle, analyze and see what the situation is, seeing if Dad, what's going on with Dad. That point, I said, where are the cops? Where are the police? Dad said, I don't have the phone. Well, all right. The cops haven't been called. Let me grab my phone. I go to reach for my phone, and I'll look back. I don't know if Dad yelled or if I was looking down the road, but I look down the road and I see Mr. Arbery running back towards me.
All right. So he is now coming back across the dog leg.
Yes, he's visual on the dog leg.
Okay. Do you know anything that has happened on the other side of the dog leg?
I do not.
Okay. But you say you see him running back towards you.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
What happens?
I yell at him to stop. Stop where you're at. Stop. And I'm at this point, hey, stop. More of control.
Where is he running? Where is he running towards you? Is he in the road? Is he in grass?
No, he's in the road. He's in the road on the same, I want to say he's in the same lane. He wasn't in the other lane. It might have been center lane to the center of the same lane. But he wasn't in the grass, he wasn't in the ditch, he wasn't in the center lane.
Okay. He's running towards you. How far does he get towards you before you start saying stop?
And the straightaway, so it was probably 30 yards.
Okay. And you, again, tell us what you do. Show us how you do it.
Yeah, so I yell at him, stop. You know, stop right there, stop right there. He's continuing. We were in eye contact. He's getting closer. I'm thinking he's not looking left. He's not looking right. It's not a – and the way he's running, it's not a full sprint. It's not a jog. The best way to describe it is like you got a running back, you're about to throw a pass, and they're staged up. You know, they're kind of on their toes, ready to bolt. Mm-hmm. He was at that moment. He was in that stance, I guess, or in that run.
Okay. So 30 yards. Mm-hmm. You say he's making eye contact?
He is.
With you?
Yes.
You say
to stop. Stop. Stop where you're at.
Okay.
He continues. He gets about where you're at from me at this point. This is a second, 2 seconds.
What do you mean this is 2 seconds?
How long it took from me yelling and stop
to realizing that he is coming to me, that I need to do something about this.
All right.
At this point, he's continuing still eye contact. I'm at my truck, doors open, I'm on the inside of my door. I see he's coming, I go to grab for my shotgun. As soon as I turn and go for my shotgun, he turns. At this point, he made it to about 10 feet from the back of my truck. My dad's yelling at him. And he runs back towards Zellwood.
Goes back towards
Zellwood
on
Holmes, obviously. Holmes,
yes. So he comes down. I knew I was going to do it. It's the permanent. He runs down here to a point. You're saying stop, and then you say he turns around and goes back.
Yes. Yes.
All right. What do you think? When did he turn? At what point did he turn?
He was about, like I said, about 10 feet from the back of my truck, but my action going into my truck is what made him turn, I believe.
Okay. He turns, then what happens?
Starts running back down till I pulled the shotgun out, and I started going down there to see what's happening. I said, no, I need to stay where I'm at. My dad's up here in the back of the truck. I know what's going on here. I don't know what's going on down there. And this guy is still irrational. Something's still not right about this. I'm going to stay right where I'm at.
Okay.
So I put the shotgun right back on the door, pick up the phone, call 911.
There you have it. More testimony from Travis McMichael, one of the defendants in the Ahmaud Arbery killing down in Brunswick, Georgia. We'll have more on that story. Also, we'll update you on what's going on relative to Kenosha, Wisconsin, Kyle Rittenhouse, and they're still deliberating. They've asked for some things from the judge, and the judge has been very accommodating. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Get the stories and scores that matter to you on the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions, where you can save up to 50% on your health insurance premiums. The KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you know a high school senior who could use some extra cash to attend college? Encourage them to apply for the Ronald McDonald House Charities Scholarship. RMHC, McDonald's, and our community partners have awarded more than $4 million in scholarships to deserving students over the years. So apply today. Current high school senior.